Dear Florence, how are you today? I don't know how to start these things usually. I've got to get a little more practice and operating on my loudspeaker here because it's been 2 or 3 months since I've written, except for the one I sent the other day as a kind of a test pattern. Anyway, how are you, honey? I hope you're feeling good like I am and that you're having an exciting time over there in the Philippines. I hope that you're also getting your correspondence out so you can notify all the people where you are and what your mailing address is. I haven't got out too much. I got the ones out to the banks and Charlie Cox, and I got a bank statement today for the checking account. And I got a statement from the savings account the other day where they had shifted it from one to the other. So I guess I can send that savings book back that I'm hiding someplace. I guess I got it in my valise. I can send it back. And it seems like this tape's going awful fast, but I got it on low. And I hope you get a good recording here. I got it on the left stereo. I mean, it's on a mono. Well, let's see. I was talking about the bank statements. I think we're all set in the bank now. And do you want to see those statements? I can send the statements over, but all them checks, I guess I better hang on to them and kind of keep them right here with me, so when I move out, I can bundle them all up and take them back if I need them. I don't know whether I'll need them or not. Well, this is Friday, the 19th, and it was just a month ago today that I jumped aboard an airplane in Denver, Colorado, and headed to the west. And I got my new assignment and came down here. Let's see what I can tell you about this job and the difference. I don't know whether there's a great deal of difference or not, but the people you work with, that I'm working with, are much different. And that makes it very nice. I've got a pretty nice place to live. I don't know how, I haven't got it all organized yet, so that I'll have my coffee when I want it, but I'm shooting at that coffee thing. I think perhaps I'll get some, I got a coffee pot tonight, and I see a hot plate out here, and I'll see what I can do to hook this up. I've got a radio playing in back of me here. I'm gonna stop this and see what happens. What happened was I couldn't hear anything for listening to myself so loud. I think I got the volume turned up pretty high. I hope it comes over nice and clear on your machine. Maybe you can turn it down a little bit so that it won't blast you out of your seat. Well, let's see. I've got my coffee pot. I've rearranged this room, as I told you the other day. I've got a kind of a bunk bed now, and I need a little more furniture that I haven't got, and I haven't got my foot locker and my big trunk stored away yet. But those things will come sometime, I hope. The work seems to be about the same. Type of work. It's a little different in the organization, as I said. I've not got some classy major and lieutenant colonel sitting over me making my fitness reports, but I do have some. The officers I work with down here seem to be very nice. They're younger for some reason or other. All these guys are captains and lieutenants. I don't know whether they're because of the war situation or just what, but these guys up north were mostly majors, because they were out combating a little. Well, these guys have got problems down here too, the same way. The districts are lieutenant or majors, and I guess there isn't much difference. This seems like the guys that are on the mess are, the ones I run into at least, are captains. A young captain in the civic action team, he's not attached to the team permanently, but he's here, and he and I play tennis when we're available, and he just got in a whole stack of records, tapes the other day, and he sold his machine, so he's testing or listening to them on this IKAI of mine. So he's a very nice fellow, and of course all these guys are young, and I'm an old man compared to them, and I guess my old gray hairs show a little bit, but we play in. And I got him a room here in the house where I am. He's moved in, and I expect that he'll get along real good unless somebody boots him out. So I don't know. Things are going to shape up around here. And tomorrow I've got to jump on an airplane early, 7:30, and go down to Canto. They pronounce it Canta, and that's the same in relation to Da Nang. It's the same place, same to Corps headquarters, and I've got to do a lot of personnel business and some finance business, and see what I can do about getting some of my people taken care of. There's an awful lot of paperwork going on here. I'm a little bit disappointed that I don't have the same type of clerical help that I had up there, but I think if they left me alone, I could have and would have before too long. I need one or two gals that can turn out paperwork and understand. They're really not too sharp on understanding. So I think I'm going to have probably a little trouble in that area. But I'm not looking for trouble, and if I get it, it'll find me. I'm just the kind of a peaceful citizen anymore. I've been using my Exogeni, I told you, and I played a little tennis, not today. It's been raining so bad today, the airplanes quit flying. So that's the thing that you run into down here in the Delta, I guess. But I don't move around very much. If the airplanes are sucked in tomorrow morning, I won't move around anymore. But we'll see. And they stopped the plane tonight, and I'm supposed to catch the morning plane. I suppose there'll be a heck of a lot of guys that got bumped tonight that'll try and catch that one in the morning. Well, it's just too bad. Maybe they'll have to fly put another plane on, because I'm going to go down to where I belong. And I want to find out when you, something now, when they have wives coming here, I'll probably not hear about it out here for a long time. And the wives, the time will be spent before I get the word. So you're going to have to